What are you thankful for today? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Recently, my car broke down on a Sunday morning on my way to church. It was early, it was raining, it was cold, and I was running late to worship practice. But I did not spiral. Why? Well, I'd like to believe that it was because I can trust Jesus for my peace. I know everything will work out, and there's no sense in getting all that mad about it. And you know what? My car actually started right up after church that day. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that my family stepped in to save the day. I'm thankful for the safety that Jesus gave me when I was stranded in the middle of an intersection in the dark, and the joy that's in my heart overcoming the frustration. What are you thankful for today? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Thankful by Kara Campbell. For as long as I can remember, my grandma has had a little hand-stitched sign in her home that reads, "There is always, always, always something to be thankful for." As a child, I loved that sign. And as I grew into adulthood, I began to understand just how meaningful it was. My grandparents lived out true gratitude. Their lives were not easy, and yet in the middle of trials, in times of having little, they were so thankful. Why? Because they knew that whatever happened, no matter how difficult or uncertain things were, they had it all. Because they had Jesus. They knew that no matter what, they were loved, forgiven, rescued, saved. They knew no matter what, Jesus was there to walk beside them. They knew no matter what, their identity in Him could never be touched. Their life with Him, both now and forever, was sure. And because they knew they belonged to Him, they could view life differently than the world. They could be thankful in all circumstances, the hard ones, the good ones, the uncertain ones, the joy-filled ones. A thankful heart radiates a deep-rooted contentment and joy that is only found in Jesus. Once we know Him, we can view life in light of the sacrifice He made for us on the cross. He gave up His life, and then He rose from the dead, making the way for us to be with Him forever. What He's given us is more than we could ever deserve, and better than we could even imagine. So rather than looking at what we don't have, we can remember that we have abundant life and unshakable hope in Jesus, as we read in John 10:10. We can give thanks in the hard things because we know that He is faithful and He is near. And we can give thanks in the good because we see how incredibly blessed beyond measure we are, knowing every gift comes from Him. Because we belong to Jesus, there is always something to be thankful for. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What are some hope-filled promises we have in Jesus? Do you have any favorite scriptures that reveal these? How can remembering these promises help us thank God no matter what? What are some other things you are thankful for? Consider taking a moment to thank God for them. As you and I can read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:15-18, as well as verses 23-24 and Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has Jesus been teaching you something new recently? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called One True Home with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.